attorney John Injunas.
We filed that lawsuit to hold Capital One accountable. The suit was filed as a putative class action in the Eastern District of Virginia, where Capital One is based.
There are reports that the Capital One breach could be only the tip of the iceberg, as other major companies could have also been breached by the same hacker.
And several suspensions are expected after the Tuesday night baseball brawl between the Pirates and the Reds. The fight, which included the Reds manager running onto the field to go after the Pirates skipper Clint Hurdle, made headlines for its brutality, starting after pitcher Amir Garrett charged the Pirates' dugout. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning at 11:04. It is yesterday's weather on the... It is 82 degrees and sunny. Forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon, and partly sunny, a high of 85 the rest of the time.
Kind of pick a spot to jump in here, so it'll be right here. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, August has arrived in Hunterdon County. Corn and crickets, summer reading clubs, and outdoor concerts. It's a great time to be alive. Did I oversell that?
No.
If you're a Hunterdon County business and you have not signed up for HCL's discount with your library card, free advertising promotion, free advertising promotion, let me accentuate the word free, it's not too late. It's almost too late, but it's not too late. We'll give you details. Jennifer says being a vegetarian is a big missed mistake. It's not too early to talk about our fall concert series and the annual HCL photography show in October. All this and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Theme from A Summer Place?
Yes.
Percy Faith?
Yes.
Percy Faith?
Yes.
That's right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it's a theme from A Summer Place. So there was a movie called The Summer Place?
Yes.
So that the one where the kid and the woman have a spring-winter affair or something?
Yeah, and the mother and the father.
Oh, that's right. Who's in that movie again? There's some stars in that. It's the couples, right? The mother and the father and the daughter fall in love?
No.
There's two couples that share the house.
Right.
And they fall in love.
It's Sandra
Dee. One person from one couple and one person from another couple fall in love?
Sandra Dee and Richard Egan. And
is that right, though?
Yeah. But it's when he gets there, his now married girlfriend is there and they have a tryst. And then the son and daughter fall in love. It's the son.
But I thought two people from the two couples fall in love.
Yes.
I would think that would be bad advice. Never buy a house with close friends, because that could happen. Don't you think?
I grew up with
two. You knew that?
I grew up with two families, and the husband married the wife, and the wife
really?
Married the husband. Yeah.
I can't. Well, I was thinking maybe that was a little far-fetched, but I guess if you're not happy in your marriage and you see an example of a happy marriage thrown in your face every summer, maybe that's enough.
Well, he goes to Maine, to this vacation spot where he used to work, and his girlfriend from when he was in high school or whatever is there, but she's now married. So they reunite. It was like his high school girlfriend.
Gotcha. I had a friend in college. His famous line was that women and men could never be friends, ever. He says it's impossible.
You think?
It's not my quote. It was his.
I mean, I think we're pretty good.
Yeah. No, I do. That was his just black and white. You know, things aren't always black and white, Jennifer. Things are never black and white.
They are not, but they are. There's a lot of black and white right now at the headquarters library.
Is a skunk getting into the library?
No, but it was a good segue. Richard G., the colorblind artist, is up there right now hanging his August show.
There's some color in his show.
I said that it was mostly black. It was a lot of black and white.
So Richard Gerstner is... if you have not seen his work, well, you have the whole month of August to come down to the Huntington County Library and bask in a lot of his latest creations. But Richard Gerstner's been... he has a very unique pen and ink drawing style that you don't see too often.
It almost looks heavy-handed, but I know it's not.
No, it's very deliberate, and it's very thought out. He was he worked for Newsweek magazine forever, and it was like... It's kind of like there's like a process you use for silk screening, I think it is. And his thing is like drawing the silk screen process. It would be maybe a good way to describe it. But he's got fascinating, he draws a little bit of everything. I mean, it's a big Oreo cookie, then there's portraits, and then great rural scenes.
Yes.
There's a little bit of everything. So he's just a wonderful artist. And you have a good opportunity to see his work and maybe even purchase a piece down at the Huntington County Library during the month of August in our main gallery. His work also permanently on display in the Surgeonsville Inn.
And he will be at the headquarters library from 1 to 3 on Saturday. If you want to stop in, meet him, listen to some. He told me about three stories while I was there.
He'll have an artist reception, yes, this Saturday, August 3rd. From 1 to 3 p.m. in the gallery, so he'll have some little light snacks, and you can meet Richard. He is quite the character if you've never met him. He's done a little bit of everything. A very interesting fellow and a good friend of the Huntington County Library and of Jennifer's.
It's his fault you're listening to us right now, as a matter of fact.
Kind of, yes. He's the one who suggested we get a radio show. Richard was involved with this chamber radio, getting it launched on the airwaves so many years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. Richard was one of the three people instrumental in bringing Huntington Chamber Radio into your home or into your car or into your computer.
Yes, and when he asked us, I said, are you crazy?
Jennifer didn't want to do it. I used to have a little bit of influence over Jennifer back in the day, and she was persuaded into trying it, and now we can't stop her.
That's right.
It's a runaway train over there now.
Runaway wreck.
She's going to have HarperCollins back soon, aren't you, Jennifer? Did you pick a date for that yet?
No, I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay. So any date that works for them is fine with me. I will gladly step aside for our friends at HarperCollins.
And we had a HarperCollins author at the headquarters library Tuesday evening.
How did that go?
It went very well. We had about 25 people there. Book Garden was on hand to sell books, and they sold out of their books.
Were you there?
I was not.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, the next night was supposed to be our second summer concert. And unfortunately, we are 0 for 2. We will not be getting into the Hall of Fame with this batting average. We had to cancel the show. There was a flash flood advisory. The weather wasn't quite as bad here as it was, say, in South Jersey. Tom's River looked like it got walloped, Jennifer.
Yes.
But it was enough of a rainstorm and thunderstorms in the area to cancel our second show due south.
Well, I think they wouldn't have been able to set up because it was
raining. They couldn't
have
set up, and then the grass was wet, and then it rained at like 8:30. It would have been right near the end of the show. So.
Yeah, it was unfortunate timing. Yeah. Because if it's not raining when the concert happens, you know, people feel like, well, why did you cancel it?
Yes. Yeah, so we have one more chance at the Huntington County Library. Of course, next week, while we're talking about this, we have two more concerts in the series. Next week, we're up at the North County Branch Library on August 7th. starting at 6:30 p.m. for Na Bo Dash and their celebration of Celtic music. All who listen, get into the spirit of Irish music, Jennifer. Na Bo Dash. We've had them around St. Patrick's Day, but now they'll be doing an outdoor concert at the North County Branch Library up at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. They have a nice grove of trees that you can sit under, and the band performs. And then we'll wrap it all up, hopefully, with a sunny day on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library with Rave On, featuring the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. They've never been rained out, Jennifer. We will not go 0-3. There's no way we're going to have every other Wednesday thunderstorms. It's impossible.
No, it would be impossible.
So count on joining us on August 14th for Rave On. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, bring a picnic dinner, and spend a nice summer evening with us. It'll be your last chance on August 14th. And the summer concert series, of course, is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and we thank them for that.
And before we go to the commercial break, I will mention that tonight there is another Parks concert outdoor at Deer Path Park. And tonight it's the Hunterdon Harmonizers, and it's going to be a special tribute to veterans with a special tribute to Archie Fagan of ShopRite fame, World War II veteran. So if you're not doing anything tonight, stop over at Deer Path Park at 7 o'clock. Bring a blanket, bring a chair. They usually have food trucks, but bring a picnic lunch. And spend an evening honoring the veterans. And then after you like the Hunterdon Harmonizers so much, you can come see them at their Christmas show at the Headquarters Library in December.
On Wednesday, December 18th, we'll touch on that later, I have all of the fall concerts on hand, in my hands.
In your hands.
And I will give you the whole lineup starting in September,
so
right after these
sweaty
commercial messages.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm here with Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History, if I can find it. I found it. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions, and you, of course, at home or wherever you are with your computer, questions about events that happened on the current day. Today is August 1st, 2019. I'll ask you about some events that happened on August 1st in years past. And I'll also give you names of people who were born on August 1st and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Good luck. Here we go. Back in 1620, Jennifer. 1620, August 1st, 1620, the Speedwell leaves Delshaven on its way to England. Why are we remembering the Speedwell to this day? Why did it leaving Delshaven and on its way to England matter at all? Should we remember any of this?
They brought the pilgrims here?
Yes, well, yes, indirectly, Jennifer. The Speedwell was the sister ship of the Mayflower. The Mayflower and the Speedwell were supposed to travel across the Atlantic together, Jennifer. So they were leaving Delshaven, they heading to England, and then they were going to take off from England in a couple days from now to head across the ocean and make history over at Plymouth Rock. Unfortunately, the Speedwell twice got leaks and had to return to port. The Mayflower went back with it the first time so they could fix the leaks, and then it sprung leaks again. The Mayflower had decided to go on without her. The Speedwell never made it across the ocean. Then it was determined later, Jennifer, that they think the captain actually sabotaged his own boat because he did not think it was a wise move to travel across the Atlantic Ocean and go to the New World. And he may or may not have been right, Jennifer.
Understandable.
A lot of the pilgrims did have a tough time early on. But the ones that didn't ended up establishing a colony and helped create the New World. This was a little bit after Jamestown, of course. I guess this was the second landing, right?
Yes. I would think at least, yeah, second.
You sounded pretty confident there, so we'll go with it. Okay, Jennifer, 1804 on August 1st. What is abolished in the British Empire on this date in August 1st, 1834?
Slavery.
Slavery is correct. So the British Empire abolished slavery, and here were supposedly new and forward thinkers in the colonies. Didn't do it for another 30 years.
Was it throughout the British Empire?
Yes, the whole British Empire. They started it, but then they abolished it. They shouldn't have started it in the first place, but they abolished it in 1834. And we grudgingly held on here. What's wrong with us?
We're stubborn.
What begins broadcasting on this date in the United States in 1981? August 1st, 1981.
Oh, MTV.
MTV is correct. The first video, of course, was?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
By?
Oh, boy. Nope.
You'll never remember. The Buggles. The Buggles in Video Killed the Radio Star. MTV, of course, was wildly popular in the beginning. I haven't watched MTV in 30 years. Still on, I know, but I don't think they do it like they used to.
I know they do programming and everything.
They do program, but they don't do it like they used to with the videos. I mean, you used to watch that thing waiting for your favorite videos. It was very
what was your
very
favorite
addicting.
Video?
My favorite video? I don't know. I remember the one video. It was Tracy Ullman. And it was They Don't Know About Love. You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about us, yes. And so she was married to some loser guy, and she was a poor kind of housewife leading like I remember it only because the very end, her husband's name was Paul or whatever. And the thing, at the end, they had dice in the car or something that said Tracy and Paul. And at the end, the Paul in the car was Paul McCartney.
Not bad.
So it's a good video. But that's, they had a lot of clever videos. What videos do you remember? I don't know why that came to my mind when you said name a video.
I remember Tell Her About It, with apologies to Libby Cudman, one of our regular guests, with Billy Joel, where they're, was it Tell Her About It or Uptown Girl, where they're in a courtroom?
Uptown Girl was not a courtroom.
Then it was Tell Her About It.
Yeah. Uptown was a mechanic, I believe.
Yeah, and I remember a lot of Cyndi Lauper videos.
It was if you, that back. It was a, maybe a good 10-year period there where if you were a big star and had a big hit, you had to make a video of
yes.
it. Like it had to tell a story. Very interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to watch a show of just classic videos. Springsteen had a lot, and Tom Petty.
Or ZZ Top with their beards and flipping their guitars.
ZZ Top, yes. Okay, born on August 1st in 1779, Francis Scott Key.
He was the poet who wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
He didn't technically write the Star Spangled Banner. He wrote a poem.
He wrote a poem, which later became the Star Spangled
Correct.
Banner.
What was the name of the poem?
I don't remember. It was a Fort McHenry.
Very
Fort McHenry.
Good. The Defense of Fort McHenry. McHenry. So it's an interesting story. So Francis Scott Key, whatever the date was, it was the War of 1812, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer. Him and another guy went onto a British boat that was in Baltimore Harbor or near Baltimore to try. They had a prisoner that they were going to try to talk the people into freeing. So while they were on the boat trying to talk the people freeing, the British were planning to attack Baltimore Harbor that night. And since he was there, they said, you can't leave and tell them we're coming. You have to stay. So they kept him overnight. And he wrote the poem watching the British attack Fort McHenry. As their prisoner, quote unquote, for the evening, so he just didn't give away their plan. Interesting story, right?
Yes.
And then finally, 1843, August 1st, Robert Todd Lincoln was born.
He was Mary Todd and Abraham Lincoln's son.
Correct.
Nope.
That's it. He was their only child to live to adulthood. That's number one. He was a lawyer and a politician. Ended up becoming the president of the Pullman Train Company. There was actually, if you want to see Robert Todd Lincoln's home preserved with an example of a Pullman car, Jennifer, where would you go?
Iowa.
Robert Todd Lincoln's home is in Manchester, Vermont.
I should have known.
A scant half hour from Bennington, Vermont.
It all comes, everything is a scant half hour from anything.
So, Hildene is the name of his home. Beautiful home in the mountains of Manchester, Vermont. It's actually right in between where two mountain ranges kind of converge. His backyard is a place you would not want to leave. It's gorgeous, I would think, especially in the fall. So, Robert Todd Lincoln, if you ever saw the movie Lincoln, he's portrayed by, I forget the name of the famous actor in that movie. But he was the one who had his mother committed to the asylum. He's the one who was rescued. He was rescued on a train platform by John Wilkes Booth's brother. A lot of interesting stories. They should make a movie about Robert Todd Lincoln. It might be kind of interesting. But his Abraham Lincoln's only son that lived to adulthood. I don't know if he had kids or not. I don't remember that. He was also the Secretary of War for the United States. A little bit more than you wanted to hear about Robert Todd Lincoln. I apologize.
That's all right. You've missed, well, maybe you didn't miss one on purpose. Today is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Herman Melville. And I'm a little bit disappointed that Google did not do a Google Doodle.
What is the Google Doodle? What did they do instead?
There isn't one.
Well, maybe the white whale ate it.
Possibly. And I have...
Do you like Moby Dick?
My sister did her...
Your sister liked it?
I hope so.
But you didn't like it?
She read it. I didn't get through it. But that was her...
You never read Moby Dick?
Not the whole thing. It's very long.
I've even read Moby Dick.
It's very long.
That should never be a deterrent for you. You've read longer books than that.
I know. My sister did her oral exams for her dissertation, her PhD on it. And before we move on to more library things, I have three birthday shout-outs I'd like to give. I will not give their years.
Jean is one of them.
Jean is not one of them. Jean's the end of the month. Don't be silly. Today is my Uncle Bob's birthday.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob. Bob's my uncle. He's down in Tom's River, so I hope they're doing okay.
Because they had some rainstorms last night,
I guess they did. And it's my cousin.
I saw flooding in Tom's River on the news this morning. I don't know Uncle Bob, so I don't know if it was him wading through the street.
Well, did you see it in Staten Island yesterday, too? It came right up on a inside the bus.
We've been very fortunate here in Flemington. We've missed it. We've had some pretty wicked storms come through just to the north or just to the south of us.
Yes. It is also my cousin Irene's birthday today, so happy birthday, Irene.
Good night, Irene.
And it is our friend Emmy's birthday.
What's that from, Jennifer? What pop culture reference did I just make?
Good night, Irene. Benny Goodman? No.
I believe it was Jimmy Durante's sign-off.
Jimmy Durante's sign-off. And our friend Emmy.
They don't name people Irene anymore, do they?
My aunt did.
How old is Irene?
Younger than us.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good to hear.
And she's getting married next year. So
oh, good.
Yes.
What's her husband's name?
Jack.
What's going to be her new last name?
I don't know. It's a matter of fact.
Are you going to be invited to the wedding?
I don't know.
Where are they getting married?
I'm guessing Ohio.
Where in Ohio?
I don't. Cleveland?
Cleveland, Ohio?
I think that's really
guessing, because I wouldn't know how to follow up. Cleveland, if they got invited, would you go to Cleveland, Ohio to their wedding?
I would have to see.
Very noncommittal.
Very noncommittal.
Hopefully they're
not
listening.
I just wanted to wish Irene a happy birthday. That's all. Okay.
Happy birthday, Irene. Bob and who was the third?
Emmy.
Emmy?
Emmy.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Her birth name is Emmy.
I don't know what her birth name is. That's the name I know her by. It might be Emily.
I'm sure it's Emily, but...
Don't be sure. It could be Amelia with an E.
No, that's not it.
I'll
bet money on that.
All right. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jennifer, to people that Jennifer kind of knows.
Yeah, I kind of know. My uncle's my godfather.
Well, maybe not your uncle, yes, but the other two.
In both sides of my family, we have a set of cousins that are older and then a set of cousins.
Well, can I wish a birthday to somebody I kind of know?
Yes.
It's my son Will's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Will.
Will was born on 8191, so how old does that make him?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy for you to remember.
That's why I remember it. 8191. 28 years old, my middle child, William, living now in Portland, Oregon.
With your grandson.
Unfortunately, yes. So happy birthday, Will. Hope you have a good day. He's probably out working, but he'll celebrate
it. He's probably just starting. It's 8:30 out there.
I'm heading up to Vermont to see my youngest tomorrow.
Shocking.
I mean, actually, the Speedwell stopped in England on its way to America. I'm stopping in Saratoga on my way to Vermont to see the Hall of Fame induction, Jennifer. Congratulations. I mean, he was born and raised in Louisiana, but I count him as one of New Jersey's favorite sons, Craig Perrett. A long time Monmouth Park jockey being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Well deserved. If you want just a quick example of what a great rider he is and why he should be in the Hall of Fame, just YouTube up the 1987 Haskell Invitational. And that's all you need to see. Okay, the time is 11:31. Jim Gannot will be in a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. I think it'll be a good time, since we're talking about taking care of businesses, to tell you about our discounts with your library card program that we touched on at the beginning of our program. Every September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. The Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses like you to promote the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, a customer can present a Hunterdon County Library card at your business and receive a predetermined discount. Now, why does this benefit you? You're giving them a discount. Because we are going to advertise this discount and your business for free. How are we going to do that? We're going to put it on our webpage. We're going to put it on social media. We're going to make signs to put in your business. We're going to make brochures and flyers to distribute throughout the county with your business listed as one of the businesses partnering with us in the discounts with your library card promotion. So all you need to do is think of your predetermined discount, fill out the form, which you can find online at hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. There's a link to the form. Fill that out and get it into us. If you do it online, you can just hit send, and it'll send right to us, and we'll have it immediately. We're going to be putting together the brochures with all the businesses that are participating this month, and then September 1st, we will distribute all these brochures and then expect droves of people to drop in with your business with the Hunterdon County Library cards and just watch your business grow. So we've been doing this for several years now. It's been growing in popularity every year. The discounts with your Hunterdon County Library card to celebrate Library Card Sign-Up Month, September 2019.
That's right. And Joan was working on it this morning. You may be getting a call right now.
Me? I don't have a business.
Not you.
Oh.
So what's coming up in the fall? Because like you said, once 4th of July was here, the summer is gone.
It's going quickly, right, Jennifer? Well, let's finish what's going on in the summer. Okay. The summer reading clubs are still going strong. And it, even though it is August, it's not too late to join, though it's almost too late. But yes, there's still a good solid 3 weeks left to enjoy either our adult summer reading club or our kids' summer reading club.
There'd be four left because the adults goes through Labor Day.
Yes, they have the adults. Traditionally have a year-end party for everyone that participates in the Adult Summer Reading Club. And it doesn't matter how long you participate. If you only participate for 2 weeks here, that's enough to get into the year-end party. So if you're an adult and you want to some good tips on books to read for the rest of the summer, if you got a beach vacation coming up and you need a good idea for a book, just go online, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the Adult Summer Reading Club. Right on the homepage, you can fill out that form real quick. And then there's reviews of books that you can look into. If you want to leave a review yourself of a book you might have just read and just want to share how much you loved it or maybe a warning to stay away.
And I just posted some reviews for books coming out in August that you might want to put a hold on for.
Thank you. That doesn't help our summer reading club.
Yes, it
Jennifer.
Does. It's on the summer reading club.
You can't finish it by the end of the summer.
Yeah, sure you can. Some of them are coming out on Tuesday. Just take one out and take the day off and read.
Okay, and then like I said, the year-end part, there's you can win prizes. It's all explained on our webpage. So just go to hclibrary.us, go to the homepage, click on the Adult Summer Reading Club link, and learn how you can join in on the fun of the Adult Summer Reading Club. But same deal with the Kids Summer Reading Club if you have a child. That wants to read and get ready for the school year, we have a link right on our homepage again, hclibrary.us. Click on that, and then there's special programs. There was one going on today. Jennifer, what was the special program today going on for the kids that belong to the Summer Reading Club? Sounded like a lot of fun.
It was the Toad Escapes Family Stage Presents. It's a two-person show. It's a scene from Wind in the Willows. Toad's escape when he escapes from prison.
Is that the last special program of the summer, or is there another one?
Next week there is Alien Science Tellers.
And the special programs are at both the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library, so you have two chances to catch a show.
Correct. It is 2 p.m. next Wednesday at the North County Branch and 10 a.m. on Thursday at the Headquarters Library. You can sign up online, hclibrary.us, and just click on the events calendar. There are still spaces open in both. That program is for ages 4 and up. Babies and or strollers will not be admitted. And when registering, please include the adult and the child.
And then there's prizes, of course, for the Children's Reading Club. You get a coupon depending on how many books you read. You submit those coupons, and you can win prizes that way as well. And then there's store times and crafts, just too much to mention here, so go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and get in on all the fun of our summer reading clubs as well. It's 11:37. Jennifer, let's go to our last commercial break now, and then we can talk about our fall concerts. We could talk about the HCL Amateur Photography Show and other things right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gonneau will be in a few short minutes.
You have like nothing over there, do you? What are you looking at on your iPad over there? Are you on Facebook?
No. I had
Richard. Better not be.
Oh, stop. You were on your phone. That's why there was dead air.
Really? You're going to go there? Are we going to go down this road?
No, we are not.
Okay, the fall concert series I hinted at the beginning of the show. The schedule is set for this fall at the Hunterdon County Library. Of course, we have concerts at the North County branch as well, and we also have speakers and authors, and we also have an afternoon concert series. But right now, I'm just going to talk about our fall concerts. We have two a month starting in September going through December. We have some new acts this year and some old favorites. So we'll start in September, Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. We have a new band, Circle Round the Sun, Jennifer. It's a band that plays folk and Americana music. It's a new band for us. Looking forward to them. That's Wednesday, September 11th. All these programs, of course, are free and open to the public. Reservations are recommended. The easiest way to make a reservation is go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the event calendar, and just sign up that way so we know you get a seat, or you can call the reference desk at 788-1434. These programs are possible or made possible by funds from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And the library meeting room, of course, is accessible to the handicapped, and we can make accommodations for persons with disabilities. Just give us a call and let us know you're coming. All the programs start at 7 p.m. They're all on Wednesday evenings. It's our Wednesday evening concert series. So after Circle Around the Sun on Wednesday, September 11th, we continue on Wednesday, September 25th with Ray Camilli's Musical Flea Market. It's kind of a lecture and a musical history lesson. And this is a new performance for us as well. We move on to October. Another new band joining us is Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers on Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Think Zydeco music when you think Pete Gumbo and the Hot Pepper. Peppers. There's more than one pepper coming, Jennifer.
That's good.
And then Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m., we welcome back Ed Jankowicz and Tom Johnston, Cuckoo Cachoo, and they will be saluting the music of Simon and Garfunkel. It was popular last year. We've had them at the North County branch as well. Always a popular program. Cuckoo Cachoo, the music of Simon and Garfunkel, Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. Moving on to November, this is the first for us at the North County branch library. He was so popular at the North County branch library, patrons have been asking for him. I know Manon Shaw will be happy about this, Jennifer. Classical violinist David Podels will be performing. I believe the name of the program is Viva La France on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. David is a virtuoso of the violin, so you will not want to miss that one. And then November 20th at 7 p.m., right before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, this is the Stoneheart Bluegrass Band. If you are a big fan of the Beth Coleman Band when they used to play at the Hunterdon County Library, you're going to love the Stoneheart Bluegrass Band because it's the same members, except unfortunately for Beth. So Mike Terrace is now taking over the band, and they're called the Stone Hearth Bluegrass Band now, and they will be performing on Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. And then December is part of our always, Jennifer and I always make the Hunterdon County Library ground zero for Christmas. We have two great holiday programs in December at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m., a jazz holiday with the Eric Mintel Quartet. Now, this jazz holiday program has been going on probably over 25 years now, Jennifer. It's a good introduction for kids into jazz because he plays a lot of jazz Christmas music as well as a lot of selections from the Charlie Brown Christmas special of Vince Guaraldi. So a fun jazz program. So if you're a jazz novice, this might be the program to kind of give yourself an introduction to jazz. And the Eric Mintel Quartet is one of the best around. They performed in the White House. They performed Bethlehem Music Fest every year and countless other places, Jennifer.
Does he do any commentary on his jazz?
Yes, he does. He actually does, Jennifer.
Interesting.
And then we wrap it all up for the year, our fall concert series, on Wednesday, December 18th at 7 p.m. with the Hunterdon Harmonizers Holiday Show. The Hunterdon Harmonizers do a big holiday show at the high school every year. And then they come to the Hunterdon County Library and do a shorter version of it. But then they sing all your holiday classics as well. A very popular, campy isn't the right word. This is a nostalgic kind of show, Jennifer.
Campy works.
It's like a Christmas variety show. Think like the Andy Williams show or something like that. The Ray Connick Singers kind of show. So there's some comedy and some great singing. So a show you don't want to miss. That one sells out or fills up every year. The Hunterdon Harmonizers Holiday Holiday Show.
It's a preview of the one that they do at the high school. Usually they do it at the high school or the middle school?
They do it at the high school, but this is usually after the one they do at the high school.
Right.
The high school one is already passed.
All right, they're doing that on the 14th.
And then we have Fred Miller's Afternoon Concert Series. We'll fill you in on those. Fred is doing four concerts this fall, September through December. He always ends up with an American Christmas show, another holiday show. Jennifer usually brings in the Fiddle Club from the Hunterdon Central High School to perform a holiday show as well. So that's four holiday concerts at the Hunterdon County Library alone.
And then we will have the annual gingerbread competition.
We'll have that. We might have another holiday speaker. Will we have a holiday speaker?
We are. Kevin Weiss is going to talk about traditions of Christmas.
Okay. There'll be a gingerbread reception. And then the North County Branch has a host of gingerbread holiday programs as well. We'll decorate the library in a holiday theme. So I'm already getting very excited about it, Jennifer.
You weren't excited last week when it was only 5 months away.
No, for some reason I've obviously crossed another peak.
You've crossed the Rubicon?
I've crossed the Rubicon. That means there's no going back, Jennifer. It's war.
All right. You'll be putting up your Believe tonight?
I should.
After you go to the headquarters library and do some commentary on Mary Poppins Returns.
Yes, we have a movie tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. I don't think I will be there, though, unfortunately.
No.
I wish I could. I probably would have talked too long. But we show Academy Award nominated film. We have an Academy Award nominated film series at the Hunterdon County Library, and it is happening tonight. Mary Poppins Returns, the great homage to the first Mary Poppins movie from 1964, featuring the music of the Sherman Brothers, etc. This Mary Poppins Returns is just as good a movie, and that is saying a lot because Mary Poppins, Walt Disney's 1964 classic, is the high watermark for family movies, Jennifer. And this latest Mary Poppins film does it justice. It's highly entertaining. It's, of course, might be a little bit lost on a generation of kids that are into superheroes and things like that now, but a wonderful, wonderful movie. I highly recommend it. Mary Poppins Returns. Catchy songs. Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton fame plays the Bert character. Emily Blunt is Mary Poppins. Jane and Michael from the first one have grown up and have now have problems of their own Colin Firth, great English actor, is in it as well. Dick Van Dyke may make an appearance. And another cameo from one of the children, I think, in the movie. Don't want to give away too much, but just a wonderful movie. I want to watch that now, too. So this Academy Award-nominated film series we've been doing will continue through the fall and into the winter. Actually, it's all year long because Hunter County Library recognizes that Hunter County doesn't have a movie theater. We like to fill in the gaps where we can there, Jennifer. And we're filling it in now by showing you movies for free, of course. Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsor this as well. You're welcome to bring food and non-alcoholic beverages, though the Friends do sell light snacks for a very inexpensive price if you're interested in buying something that day. So the Academy Award-nominated film series at the Hunterdon County Library. Another great service to our patrons.
Have you used any of the new museum passes yet?
I haven't never used any of them once, Jennifer.
You're kidding.
No. Do you use them?
I do. Good. What are you waiting for?
I don't know. I don't have the young kids anymore to but take the museums.
You don't need to. There are...
Actually, I was in a museum last week. Is there any chance we can get a museum pass for the Museum of the American Revolution?
I don't know, but how did you like it?
I loved it.
Tell us.
Have you been there?
I have not yet.
So it's located on Chestnut Street in Philadelphia, right down the street from Independence Hall, right in Society Hill there. So it's right in the middle of all the action, Jennifer. Beautiful neighborhood just to walk around and see the Liberty Bell, see Independence Hall. We had a drink at the City Tavern, which is right down the street, and that's where all the founding fathers kind of met and discussed independence while they weren't in Independence Hall. But the Museum of American Revolution, just a very in-depth look on how the revolution started and how it progressed throughout and how it ended up and then the ramifications of it all. So very interesting. They did a good job. The highlight, of course, is they actually have Washington's command tent that he used throughout the Revolutionary War. And they have a little show about that. So that's their highlight. But they have so many other artifacts and little shows and everything. I mean, they throw you, like one little mini theater throws you into the Battle of Brandywine, what it would have been like to actually be in the battle. And things like that.
Did you go to the National Liberty Museum, which is just down the block from there?
I didn't, Jennifer.
Because we have a new museum pass to that one.
Okay, and what's that museum tell the story of?
It brings liberty to life through stories of the people whose character and courage have expanded liberty for all. The museum's exhibits, educational experiences, and public programs inspire visitors to think about liberty as an ongoing human quest we all share.
Those your own words?
No, they're not. No, because I can't quite get a handle on what the museum...
People have fought for freedom, it sounds like, Jennifer, not just with wars, but, you know.
Right. Right now there's a sculpture.
Women's rights and civil rights, and I think that's what they're getting at.
I think so. There's a Destined for the Stars, Ordinary Heroes Tackle Brief Moments of Chaos. Destined for the Stars right now is an exhibit. So it looks interesting.
So the Museum Pass program, how it works is... We have 8 museums that if you come into the Hunter County Library, you schedule them. You can schedule them online, correct, Jennifer?
Correct.
Schedule a day to go to the museum. Drop by the Hunter County Library. Pick up your passes. You would borrow them much like you would borrow a book. Pick up your passes, and you get into these museums for free.
Free.
And these are not just one person, but a lot of passes up to 4 to 6 people get into these museums for free.
Yes.
And not only the two new museums, we have Grounds for Sculpture, which is by far the most popular one down in Hamilton, New Jersey. We have the Intrepid Air, Sea, and Space Museum up in Manhattan. Free passes to that as well. The Eastern State Penitentiary, the Morvan Museum down in Princeton. One of the new ones is the Bucks County Children's Museum over by Triumph Brewery right over there in New Hope. Gets children into that. So that's going to end up being wildly popular. Even though that's a new one, Jennifer, I'm sure that's going to really be popular.
I think so. Yeah, especially since it's the end of the summer and you're getting tired.
The Hunterdon Art Museum up in Clinton is another one.
Yes. Actually, the Bucks County Children's Museum is booked almost through August already.
And the American Museum of Natural History?
Yes.
Is our other one. So this is a popular program. Once again, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library have come through to sponsor this program for us and for you. So go online at hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage. And you can see all the rules and what museums are offered and how to schedule to get your pass to get in free to museum this summer. August is just starting, so you have a whole month before school to take advantage of the museum pass program, courtesy of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer. Not the Friends of HCL, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
August 1st means it's time for the new Jim Thatch bookmark. I've been holding on to it the whole time. Making notes on the back, I almost forgot all about it. For over 30 years...
Making notes on the back?
For over 30 years...
Are you defaming my artwork?
No, defaming the back of your artwork. For over 30 years, Jim has designed a bookmark every month with the month...
Next month, September's bookmark will be 32 years, Jennifer.
The month is hidden in, as are the letters HCL, in several different places. I found it three times this month.
I believe three is correct.
And this month is one I particularly enjoy. It is a young boy getting a back-to-school physical, and the doctor is looking down his throat, and it leads into a gusty wind blowing a man's hair. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
How did you get it right away?
I got it right away.
Wow. So that's going to be hit or miss for most people.
It's miss for most people. I've had to...
Good. I want it to be a miss for me.
It's miss. It's not.
I want you to think about it.
It's harder than the one. There was one last year that was very hard for a lot of people.
The drive-in movie one.
No, not that. There was another one. I feel like there was a cup of coffee in it or something.
Oh no! The one with the guy chopping down the tree.
Yes, that one was very difficult for people. It's not quite as hard as that one, but it's close.
No, it's not. But I think you can figure it out. I've been getting about half and half. People got it kind of quickly, and other people are like, what the?
Yeah, somebody...
That's the perfect response in my mind, Jennifer.
Somebody in the children's department wanted to put a hint on all of them, and I'm like, no.
No. You know it's there. You got to figure it out, right? If you're a fan of the bookmarks, you know it's there. You got to figure it out.
The advice I give people is don't look too hard. And if you want to see the entire collection of the Jim Thatch bookmarks... Come to the headquarters library on the lower level, and as you step off the elevator, go through the doors, and it is right there on the red wall. And I think there's an overflow into the Bookmark Cafe, isn't there?
Yes, there's an overflow. There's, I think, 8 years in there now.
Oh, wow. Gosh. And as we're getting closer to the cooler weather, you can stop in our lower level cafe, sit and have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, play some Mahjong, do some studying. And Jim's holding his phone up, so I know that it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.